Do you want to escape the 9-to-5? Or do you want the freedom to work when you want, where you want, and with whom you want? The Art of Passive Income podcast explores opportunities for you to achieve total freedom so you can live life on your own terms. And now, here is your host, Mark Podolsky from The Land Geek.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky, The Land Geek, with a favorite niche real estate website, thelandgeek.com. And on this week's podcast, these are always the listener's favorite podcasts, because I have with us a current coaching client who will soon be graduating out of coaching. If you haven't met him at boot camp, he's one of these people that to know him is to love him. Larry Morrell from MustangLand.com. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you. Grateful to be on here and grateful to be a part of the Land Geek community.
So, Larry, tell us a little bit about, first, how did you even find me and land, and what was the sort of impetus for you to even get into land investing?
Yeah, well, I'm a full-time pastor, and ever since I was 12 years old, I knew I was going to be in ministry, and so I'm coming up on the 40-year mark of being a pastor. So I don't think I'll ever leave that. But what I was looking for, not like a lot of people, it wasn't that I was wanting to get out of my job. I was just looking for a way to create other streams of income for, you know, the fourth quarter of life, so to speak, and just taking care of my family and legacy. And so I have some rental properties in a few markets across the United States. And but in the process of learning all of that, I came across somebody recommended to listen to a podcast of a guy, Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek. And so I still remember walking through my neighborhood with my AirPods in and listening to my first one of these. It's kind of surreal to be on an episode like this, but I was listening to it and I thought, wow, that concept sounds great. So I gave it a whirl, got the toolkit, and went into flight school, and the rest is history.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about your journey. So you get the toolkit. How was that experience? And then what made you decide, oh, I want to level up and get flight school, and then ultimately go into coaching?
Yeah. I got the toolkit right and dove in, just kind of digested everything, you know, went all the way through everything. And then it took me a few days to do that. I was pretty excited, but I realized, man, this is getting a list. That's challenging. I need some help there. And I thought, you know, this looks like it'll be a little bit more of a climb than I thought it would be. And so it didn't take very long to just jump into flight school. I need somebody to guide me. And so I think it was July of 21 that I bought the toolkit, and at the end of August 21 was my flight school started. And
flight school's a significant investment. I can imagine your wife saying, "Larry, what are you doing?
Were you listening in on our conversation?"
I you don't know this, but I have a Alexa surveillance going on in the Brunel house.
Yes. we had to discuss it, but one of the things was that she's at a place where we would like to get, you know, her where she's not necessarily, she works part-time, even here at the church, but her mom is going through some physical things, and grandkids are about 4 hours away. She just wanted maybe a little bit more freedom there, so, she said, okay, I'm on board, I think we can do this, and didn't take very long. She saw proof of concept that it was going to work. So that was awesome.
What did you say when you closed your first deal?
She was excited for me. Yeah, she was very excited, especially since the first deal was my favorite deal. But she was pretty excited and thought, okay, this is going to work. So she's been very supportive from day one.
That's awesome. All right, let's talk about your favorite deal.
Oh. So what I did was I bought some land arb deals. So basically I started with, had four lots that were like right next to each other. Was paying like $75 a month for each lot. So about $300 a month was going out for four different lots.
Sure.
And within 30 days of getting those on LandArb, I'd only made one payment, so one $300 payment. And a guy bought one of the lots cash and was so excited about it that he bought a second one for cash. So I basically, within 2 months, sold all four properties. But that first one, him paying for cash for two of those lots, I think $300 out of pocket. And I think I had like something like $7,000 or $8,000 profit already, which is only a few hundred dollars out of pocket. So it was pretty, pretty clear right away. Okay. People want this land. It's awesome.
It's awesome. So, okay. So what made you think, all right, I want to scale this and go into coaching?
Yeah, that was a bigger step. But I also knew I'm busy. As a pastor, you're on basically all the time. And so I knew I just had a lot on my plate already. And I just was not going to be able to put a super amount of time in for a long time. I knew it would require work up front and I was ready to make that investment of time, but I knew I needed help to set up the systems, the automation. That was very attractive to me, and kind of get the business going on clockwork. So it wasn't requiring a lot of my time and yet still producing the results. So I had a conversation with my wife, and that was a bigger one than the first one.
Sure.
And I said, you know, what if I were to tell you that I would take out of our savings enough for a down payment on a rental house, let's say, you know, $30,000-$40,000 down payment on a rental house, and I told you that rental house in a year would be bringing in $5,000 passively net. Would you think that was a good investment? And she said, yes. And I said, well, we're going to invest in the business with that amount of a down payment. And it proved true.
Yeah. I mean, I love that way of framing it, because it really is like that. It's like, okay, if we were going to put this investment in, that's going to throw off $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month of passive income for the rest of our lives.
Right.
Would you make that investment?
Yeah.
And just think, well, of course. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So, why has coaching been valuable to you, and how would you sort of quantify that return on investment today?
Well, Eric Peterson is my coach, and he's just been invaluable in terms of just guiding me every step of the way. Especially, I'm not a techie guy, so I think that's why you guys matched me with the technician. So yep. He helped me in a lot of those areas, but even just in terms of scaling and how to accelerate things a lot faster that I hadn't even thought about. So, you know, the one-on-one with Eric has been invaluable. But the bonus that I didn't realize was just the mastermind calls, the coaching calls, and I think that's my favorite part about this model is the networking of people, and just the generosity of this community is amazing. You never feel like you're competing with anybody. It's like they're always looking out to how can I help you, and you're looking to help them, that's been an incredible cherry on top, so to speak, for me that I've just really, really enjoyed and continue to get value from.
That's fantastic. So who would you recommend should look into coaching now that you've gone, you know, through the journey?
Well, certainly people who are busy and want to get to a place where they're running a business, but it's kind of running itself, you know,
right.
Looking for a second job. It'll feel like that for a while, cause you got to get it off the ground. You got to learn it. But, I would recommend those who want to really get serious about it, you know, and rather than just see it as a hobby, just say, hey, this is something that's important enough that I want to invest my time, my money, but there's a payoff on the end. I get a lot more time and money back. It's an investment. And so I would say people who maybe are just a little more challenged in time, it could help anybody, really. Coaching will help anybody. But from my perspective, that's what's been helpful the most.
Yeah. So from when you started to today, how much time would you say you're spending in the business? And do you feel comfortable talking numbers?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit numbers. The time spent in the business is, early on, I'm the kind of guy that I want to do hands-on to just learn everything. So I feel like I've got at least a mental grasp on it. I was doing 2 to 4 hours a day, just wedging early. I'm an early morning person. So after my devotional time, I would do a couple hours early in the morning, and then I'd do some at night and on my day off, I think I was spending an extra, 10 to 20 hours a week, just learning and getting this thing off the ground. I would say that's cut in half at least, if not more now, only about 8 to 10 hours. But it's more, I'm doing things more like, how can I increase capital? How can I build the business? Not the day-to-day mundane activities that kind of can fill your calendar and overwhelm you. I'm past that. So that's
right. Right. You're not doing intake. You're not doing due diligence.
No. Thank the Lord.
So what was the first thing that you outsourced, and what was that like?
It was due diligence. I'm not a big research guy. I'm more of a people interactive guy. So I've always loved the sales and the buying and interacting with people. That comes natural to me. And I enjoy it. So I didn't outsource those things off first. I still haven't outsourced fully the sales. That's kind of the last piece I need to, get off my plate. But due diligence, title search, even some of the comps and county research stuff. I was so glad to get that off my plate.
And then as far as managing virtual assistants, do you have any advice for people listening? Because there are a lot of moving parts. You've got a lot to sort of, manage in the beginning. What advice would you have, and were there any challenges?
Well, I think the advice I would give is, even though you don't know everything, don't be afraid. Bill had it off. I probably waited too long. If I could go back and do it again, I would have handed off. And for some reason, I was just a little bit intimidated to actually put out a job post, thinking that they're all going to think that I don't have a clue, because I didn't. I didn't have a clue, but I didn't want them to think I didn't have a clue. And so I was just reluctant to even put out a post. But then I realized most people out there don't have a clue either. They think you know everything.
Yeah.
And so, just getting over that fear of actually posting and going through the process. Then I would say, things like Slack, communication, just getting out ahead of things. And then, again, with the people side of things is, even though they're another part of the world and you use them through things like Upwork or Fiverr or whatever, they're still people. And treat them with respect, thank them for a job well done, not just verbally, but, at Christmas time, do it a little extra, or at times where they do a little extra job. I just think, creating a culture, even with virtual assistants, they may not be in the room with you and won't be in the room with you, but there's still people on the other end, and treating them with respect, honoring them, thanking them. I think they appreciate that, and they are, it bears fruit with their work on the other end.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those topics that we don't spend enough time talking about and cultivating that relationship with the virtual assistant, not treating them like a cog in the wheel and someone that just is to get these tasks off your plate. And when you reframe it as, here's someone that I'm adding value to their life, and in exchange, they're saving me time and adding value to my life. It's just that relationship can grow, and you can make a huge difference in someone's life, because it may not be a lot of money to us, but a $50, $100 bonus to someone in the Philippines, I mean, it's tremendous, but what a difference it can make. So
I had a VA from India, just send me a message the other day, Happy Valentine's Day, you know, and then he said, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to work for your company. And, you know, that's pretty cool. I've never even, you know, met this guy other than through the VA portal. If in some ways, you know, you just feel like they're an extended family as part of your company. So at least that's the way I see it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so let's just talk some numbers. What's your passive income right now per month?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that. And I actually, a couple of months ago, I took a hit on that because I had an early payoff of a real high monthly payment.
Okay.
And I sold a few notes. But at one point, I was up over $7,500. I'm at $6,500 passive right now. It's given me, with those payoffs and different things, giving me some capital to just keep growing and feeding the machine.
That's amazing. So, all right. And then how much would you say is it? You've made in cash this year?
My gross cash income was, my last coaching call, I told Eric, I think it was $127,000 is what I...
So $127,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's better than a sharp stick in the eye, Larry. It can,
yeah.
You know, I would think that your wife would, you know,
yeah,
think
exactly.
That investment was worth it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I had 64 sales in 2022.
Wow, that's fantastic. And that's just your first year.
That was our first full year, yeah.
And then, you know, what's exciting is that the second year is when you really hockey stick up. So,
okay.
No pressure, but I am expecting 128 or more sales.
Okay.
In 2023 and beyond.
All right, I got to get cranking.
No worries. But, you know, to put things in perspective, I love doing this. So if you went to the bank and said, okay, how much money do I need to deposit at a very aggressive 2% interest rate to throw off $78,000 a year of interest income? They would tell you, no problem, Larry, just deposit $3.9 million.
Jeez.
So think about that. How long would it take you to save $3.9 million to throw off what your current passive income is?
Well, I'll just put it this way. I'm glad I have eternal life. Because I would need it.
there you go. All right, so if you were talking to a total newbie, they haven't gotten the toolkit, they haven't gotten to flight school, they're certainly not even thinking about coaching, what would be your advice as far as your mentality in getting started with this business?
Yeah, I would just say, don't treat it as a hobby. Don't just dip your toes in. I'd say go for it from day one and just show up every day. You can always do something every day to move it forward. Don't have to worry. You know, it's only natural to compare with somebody else and their speed. But there, you know, it says in Hebrews that we run the race set before us, that each of us has our own race. And it's at our own pace, it's at our own thing. But we need to run it. And so, you know, I just looked at it every day, say, what can I do today that would just move the needle? That would, what's the most important thing I could do today? Because there's 101 every day, other things that you could do and fill your time with, but trying to prioritize it, show up every day. And a lot of times for me, the things I needed to do that would move it forward the most were the things that were the most uncomfortable, the hardest, and that would be easiest to procrastinate. And I just started to realize, okay, I'm just going to have to, you know, tackle that hardest thing, get that out of the way, but that would produce the most, results. And so, I would just say, show up every day and prioritize what you need to do each day. And before you know, you look back, you go, wow, I had a goal of 52, properties sold, 52 sales, for 2022. And, by October, I had hit that, and by the end of the year, 64, it was just like, wow, look how far, just showing up every day.
Yeah, no, okay, well, now that you're in the fourth quarter of life, and I'm in the fourth quarter of life, how do you measure success?
Great question. You know, I've always felt like if I'm obedient to what God has for me and my purpose in life, I'm successful. It has nothing to do with my bank account. has nothing to do with the numbers I just shared with you. You know, so I kind of came into this knowing that I'm doing what God has created me to do. And I'm fulfilling that. And if I'm obedient to that, I'm successful.
Yeah.
And so my joy, I mean, it's fun. I'm enjoying this. It's great to hit those marks, those kinds of things, but I'm not dependent on those things to be happy. I'm not dependent on those things to have joy. Those things can all go away tomorrow and I've still got joy. And so I think just that as a base and as a core, frees me then to say, okay, but since God has created me to do something and really make an impact with my life, it frees me to risk more, to take those steps of faith, to reach out and let's go for this thing. Let's see what can happen through a business that I just started 18 months ago. Let's see what kind of good we can do through this business. And it gets kind of exciting. So I don't say this in an arrogant way. I already feel successful.
Yeah. Yeah. And to, you know, it's interesting because you do have that, I guess for lack of a better word, that vibe about you. So when you're in person with you at boot camp, I mean, this is going to sound corny, but you light up the room and it's just one of those, you're just one of those people that, and we've all met those people where you're like, this guy's different, right? And when you've had, like, there's people that drain your energy, but then there's people that give you energy.
Right.
And I think that's one of the sort of the hidden benefits of boot camp. Is that when you're in this community, you meet people like Larry that energize you. And if you're in a space in your business where you might have some doubts, and then you have a side conversation with Larry, it can literally be life-changing. And I like to say that live events change lives.
Yeah.
And it's really, for me, selfishly, you're just one of those rare people that you just feel better around, and it's I'm sure you hear it a lot, but it's, yeah, you know, you just have that way about you that's really special.
I appreciate that. I would say that I've been to one live boot camp. I've been to several virtual just at the season when I came in, but went to one live boot camp in Atlanta. And you're not rare because you get energy from everybody in that room. I mean, it's just amazing. I can't say enough about live boot camp, even virtual boot camp, but live boot camp has a special dynamic. It's kind of like church, you know. We went totally online during COVID, but when you come back into the building and there's that face-to-face and that interaction, you just can't beat a live setting. And so I recommend live boot camps in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, exactly, exactly. So are you going to be there? Are you going to be in the VIP room?
I will be there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm trying to think like another good question for you here. What would you say was the hardest thing for you in this business?
I'll just make a general statement. The hardest thing for me was getting out of my own way.
Okay.
My own self-limiting beliefs, my own self-limiting fears about, you know, doing certain things. I don't want to do it wrong. For instance, early on, it was not getting hardly any response rate from my mailing. And so many times wanting to give up on it, just thinking this is not working. That's where people like Mike Zano and Scott Bossman, even with the nightcap, you know, they would talk about Mike Zano would give the illustration of the microwave popcorn. You know, you don't put it in there and take it out too early. Leave it in, you know, and it'll start to pop. So I was just holding on to that. Okay, I don't see it popping, but I'm holding on. And finally made some adjustments and finally found the spot and it popped, you know, but just kind of getting out of my own way, trusting and those who've gone on before me that, you know, there's just tremendous resources. That was really helpful. But that was probably the hardest. I struggled with dialing in on the mailing early on. But, you know, I also found ways to make it work while I was waiting for that. You know, getting land arb, doing wholesale, you know, not waiting to take action, always take action.
Such great advice. All right, last question before we get to the tip of the week. In the last 18 months, how has this business changed your life?
The biggest way it's changed my life is just introduced me to a lot of great new people. And, you know, I feel like I've grown as a person, interacting not only with the coaches and yourself, but other land investors, just some amazing people. And I just, every interaction, I'm always taking away something. So I just feel richer just being in the community, first and foremost. I think that's the biggest thing I feel that has made a difference. Yeah, there's more money coming in. It's all going back in the business. Yeah, it's all happening. But if that all went away, I still feel I'd be a richer person just because of the people I've met.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, Larry Morrell, we're at that point now where I'm going to ask you for your tip of the week, a website, a resource, a book, something else actionable for the Art of Passive Income listeners to go improve their businesses, improve their lives. But before you do that, just a quick shout out to our sponsor, which is Flight School. Learn how the next 16 weeks can literally transform your life. Go up that mountain of land investing quickly, safely, efficiently with Scott Todd as your Sherpa. He's done it thousands of times. Become like Larry Morrell. Start building that passive income without any headaches and start building your legacy. Learn more. Go to landgeek.com/training. TheLandGeek.com/training. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, what about the investment? Yeah, it's not going to cost you anything. Guaranteed, you're going to make it back 180 days or less. Just show us you put in the work. So TheLandGeek.com/training. Larry Morrell, what is your tip of the week?
Well, I thought really hard about, I want to get something that's kind of geeky and, you know, techie, because I'm not.
Yeah.
But I couldn't come up with anything in that realm. So I go back to the fallback. I'm a reader. I love reading. And one of the books that you recommended that led me to think about this book as being helpful, you talked about Who, Not How.
Oh, yeah.
But a book that's a great book, but a book that I want to recommend today that I read many years before, and that was John Maxwell's book, Winning with People.
Yeah, great book.
It's an amazing book, kind of like the How to Win Friends and Influence People. But, you know, when it comes down to it, whether you're a people person or not, you can learn principles to how to relate to people in a way that will bring incredible results. And it's reciprocal results. But any business, anything in life, really, there's people involved. And if we don't know how to relate, to interact, to value the relationships in our lives and win with people, we're not going to win. So I would recommend that book, not just for this business, but for anything in life in general.
Yeah. John Maxwell is just, he's got so many great books.
Yeah.
That's a great one. That's the one, gosh, I can't remember the last time I read that. I have to revisit that one.
It's been around.
It's been around. That's a great one. Well, my tip of the week is learn more about the joyful, wise, spiritual Larry Morrell. Go to MustangLand.com, MustangLand.com. Buy yourself a couple pieces of land. Why not? There's some beautiful land out there. But and see how you can support Larry. So MustangLand.com. Larry Morrell, are we good?
We're good, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank the listeners. Just a real quick reminder, the only way I'm going to be able to cajole our current and former coaching clients to keep coming here and spilling their guts and giving, you know, pearls of wisdom is if you do three little favors: follow, rate, review the podcast, send a screenshot of your review, support@thelandgeek.com. I'm going to send you a signed copy of Dirt Rich. So please do it. All right, Larry, you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
One, two, three. Let
freedom
ring.
Ring.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Passive Income podcast. Are you ready to learn how you can start building a passive income without renters, rehabs, renovations, or rodents? Schedule a free consultation at thelandgeek.com/training. Let freedom ring.